The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, hey, I'm Mattman.
Hey, I'm Nine.
This is After Hours.
With?
The Rise Guys.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Messed it up.
It's fine. Was playing a game of chicken there, and I believe you won.
Well, yeah, that's been kind of our fun thing here as of late. But now it's officially done.
Yeah, I think so.
Man, I'll tell you, you go through those things, right? Where,
yeah.
Like, the other, you know, several weeks ago or whatever, I was like, man, I on the morning show, the Rise Guys morning show, I was like, I want to come up with a new FOF song, the FOF line. Like, I'm so tired of the other. I love the bit. Love the bit. But
love.
The theme song was just draining on me. And we had the whole debacle where I came up with I came up with the idea. I didn't write the song or nothing, but anyway, came up with the idea to come up with some new ones. I liked the Jelly Roll one. Everybody else in the world hated it, and even people called me F words, Qs, various words, just because I wanted to change it. They're like, yes. that's our anthem. Don't people change
hate,
it.
People hate change.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to a cashless society.
Yeah, man. I hate having a pocket full of coins. But yeah, people really strongly resist change unless they're getting something new that isn't actually new. Then they get super excited about it. Like,
like
the way people get so excited when a new chain restaurant comes to town.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
People lose their damn minds if a new fast food chain comes to the area. Or when Disney puts that cartoon into a live-action movie or a Broadway play or all three at the same time, they're going to go see all of them, you know? Like, I hate anything new, but I want the same stuff again presented to me like I'm new, and I'll act like it's new because I'm dumb.
You know what's fun, though, is you mentioned Broadway, is that – you know, you'd have these big timers around this area. It's like, oh, yes, I flew up to New York and went to Broadway. Here's what I've learned. If you can wait about 10, 15 years, that same damn show will come to Greenville.
Not even that long anymore, man. A couple years, they have it on the road.
Is that
They're
right?
They're trying to get that money while it's hot because, by God, Hamilton won't be that. I mean, Hamilton's already been to town two or three times, I think. And it wouldn't be as hot in 10 years as it is, well, in the last three or four years.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Now it's like, couple years after it hits Broadway and the word spreads now that the internet's around, yeah, they get it on the road quick as they can if it's a hit.
You know, I'm sitting here in my head singing the song on Broadway, you know, that song. And then, but I'm also confusing it with Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah.
And both of those cities are crap now.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Or those areas, I should say.
They're Hollywood's crap. Real bad.
Real bad.
All of New York will be. It's on the way.
You know, we mentioned many times. I want to get to my awesome discovery I made a moment ago before we went on. But
yeah,
you know, we talk about the insurance stuff going on. I talked to a guy. I don't know him. I just literally talked to him yesterday. He owns a sports card store in Burbank, California. Yeah. Or he works here. I don't think he's the owner. But nevertheless, I was, you know, Burbank right on the outside of Los Angeles. And I was like, man, what is it? What is it like? What is it like there? Like, is it, you know, as bad as, you know, well, as bad as you see on YouTube and blah, blah, blah. And so their rent tripled.
Yeah.
Within, I don't know how long he said, but then the insurance doubled.
Yeah. Yeah,
and yeah. He's like, we're not even like getting broken into or anything. It's just, it's going up ridiculously. It's kind of maddening. I don't know. It's
everybody's insurance, be it automobile, homeowners, you got a business, anything at all. And it's not just related to like the crisis with the bars and music venues in South Carolina. It's everything and it's nationwide is just going through the roof and it ain't really being talked about. And I don't know why, because everybody has to pay it and everybody's being affected by it.
Yeah. Insurance at first was kind of like, hey, just in case, you know, but now it's like, nope, you have to have it. And what about the sovereign citizen? Do they have to get it?
Man, I used to buy weed from a guy from Colombia and I watched him several times, take some 409, you know, for the formula 409 and spray it on his paper tag and wipe the numbers off, then write them on again in fresh Sharpie.
God Lord.
He must have a steady hand.
Well, yeah, he did.
That was a good song by Clapton, I believe, did that.
No, he had the dealer tag on it. He'd write the numbers back on the date back on the dealer tag.
No, I know. Yeah, well, shoot, man. I still ain't got my sticker yet. Don't any of you popos or friends of pull me over either, but I paid for it. I got the receipt on my phone. I guess that works.
Still I got the registration over, in the car.
Well, yeah, but
I don't have mine either is what I'm saying. I got the registration in the car, but I never got a sticker from DMV either, man.
Oh, for real? Well, like how long ago?
Last August.
Good God, dude.
I ain't been by there yet.
Oh, you moved?
Shouldn't have to. They're supposed to send it in the damn mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't have to go to the DMV and waste an hour or two of my day because they just didn't send me something they're supposed to send me.
Let me tell those of you listening again, thank you for listening. If you're listening to this, you got a million zillion, like whatever you're listening to us platform wise, there's a zillion other choices. And
Don't tell them that, they'll figure it out.
Hey, no, we're never on the front, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth page.
No, they got
to hit the page two. Well, then everybody and their daddy wanted to have a podcast.
You really got to seek us out. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
The company will promote a bunch of other ones, just not ours.
God, it's okay. Let me, while you touched on that, because that's something at heart. I went down the hall a while ago, not my house, at work. And, you know, we are marketed to as well. I'm happy to have my job.
Oh, me too, man. Me too.
I just want to bitch about something.
Well, no,
we have flat screens all over the building, and it's advertising to us about the company we work for. They always like most companies, like most anything, like, you know, the Atlanta Braves aren't talking about the guys that are on the farm system, you know, they're marketing to us like these big, huge, so-called formerly huge, but you know, names, big time
people
that have podcasts now on for the same company we work for. And I resent that, whatever, I don't care. Secondly, if the draw is the name of the person, let's just say Dana Carvey, for instance, and I know he's one of them, but it's whatever. Yeah. He's had all movies and stuff, you know, SNL, all this stuff. But yet, more marketing energy or time or money, which is the same thing, is used to promote those guys. Yet us guys who've been there for a long, long time, they're never.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things. Like if we got if we got to that level of fame, then we'd be put out in email blasts and promoted on that level. But there's no way to hit that level of fame because we're being prohibited from doing so.
I mean, like, that's legit. That's
kind of how the entertainment, arts entertainment part of our society is eroding and crumbling. And society is, you kind of see that our society might have jumped the shark, so to say. Because,
no question.
Like, you, the only way to get famous now is like, to not do anything. To be an influencer, yeah. Not really do anything. And now if you do something, well, you can only go so far. But if you don't do anything, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Like, if you have no discernible skills or talent, sky's the limit. If you do something and you're good at it, well, you know, there's roadblocks and obstacles all in your path to get anywhere.
I use this example and then we'll quit
about, man, I don't know if the ceiling, I don't think the ceiling's glass. It feels like cement to me.
It's the Van Allen belts.
Oh, okay. That's what that is. Okay. So we will pass ceiling.
You ever, I knew this guy when I worked for Chick-fil-A a long time ago. He was the store manager, and dude, that guy eat, slept, and breathed Chick-fil-A, everything. And the guy had, you would have thought that he was the owner. Like, he cared so much. I mean, I remember one time that he was supposed to had left early to pick up his kids, his wife, and he rotated that. And somebody had called in, because we call in down here. We don't call out. Mm-hmm. We eat out, though. Look at us. And
I had some Wendy's earlier.
Well, I was making an oral sex joke, but nevertheless.
No. Well, so was I.
I was sticking my tongue out, but I forgot my camera ain't on.
It ain't.
But that guy cared so, so much. And then something happened where he had to miss work. And he got fired for that. I agree.
I'm pissed off about that.
I agree. Thank you, Marshall. Yeah. But it's Inga. Oh, the birthday girl coming up soon. But it's like that pride of ownership over something that he did not own. And like, we have that. And I feel that. I mean, like, you know, we are the, but don't own the.
Yeah.
We are the, but don't own the.
We're the rise guys. So somebody tells us we ain't no more.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's pretty much how that goes. But yeah,
guess what? They won't hold us down. We'll rise again. Ooh, see, yeah. I've already got a package ready to go.
It's just one of those things, man. Like if your name ain't on the outside of the building and you invest that much of yourself in it, you will come away rubbed raw and done wrong.
Yeah.
The only time you should give that much of yourself is if your name is on the building.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. But nevertheless, bit sesh over.
Yeah,
let's talk about the
really bitches. We're just talking matter of factly, you know.
That's true. We're camaraderating.
Yeah, we ain't even mad when we say it. It's just kind of talking about the way it is.
No, I'm also like laid back in my. I mean, it's an office chair, but I'm kind of laid back and staring out the sunny window and got air conditioning on. And I mean, things are good. But so
things pretty good.
How about this? Before we went on the air, we have this when we tape these podcasts. Again, Nine's at his house. I'm at his house too. Don't tell him. Mm-hmm. And he has better Wi-Fi than I. I'm at my house too.
Good Wi-Fi over here. Got a good router.
I'm in the bathtub. Don't come in here. Now I'm at my house. And
Lord, I hope you ain't the one I use as a bidet.
It's like hee haw. We ain't never going to get to it. Uh-uh. And so every week, something happens where Nine can't hear me, and it's something, and it's always he forgets to push something or I do. And this week, y'all, I figured it out.
Usually it's like that Matt's audio input is on the wrong thing, and we got to figure that out. That's the most common thing, is that your audio input gets changed to something ridiculous and dumb that Windows should know better than.
Yeah, but when there's a technical difficulty on the on the morning show, like, I'm the third person who might know.
Often, yeah. You figured this one out, though. The funny thing is,
felt good.
I went right into my settings, like, what's wrong? And I didn't look at what was honestly the most obvious thing, and that's what you saw. Is, oh, okay, this is easy. And it was so simple, and I didn't even see it.
You're slipping in your old age, Jim.
I have been, man. I'm slipping bad right now. Like,
hey, look, you went in the women's room today. It's no big deal. People do it.
Somebody blew it up in there. I walked by. Hoo-wee.
Hey, wow. I mean,
did you walk by it too?
Uh-huh. I had to walk out of the office.
It was rough.
I thought it was the old trick that, remember years ago, the old studio when we were moving out and somebody wanted to be a jerk and put a fish up in the ceiling tile?
Yeah.
And then we went back like 10 days later. God bless. It smelled like somebody wouldn't put a fish in there.
Yeah. The old dirty old men bit, or grumpy old men, not dirty, grumpy.
Dirty old men. That's the name of our new podcast. see a lot of that. I am one of the few school scholastic kind of things that I still have is the ability to look at a bunch of words and pick out what's misspelled. And I've harped on it for years. When the news does it to me, that's like just lessening their bravado or whatever that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But you see it in everything. We see it in various advertisements that we have to, that we love to read, mm-hmm. talk about. It's sports cards. I used to think they were doing it just as a chaser to make people go get it. But then like Gigi Jackson, who played basketball for South Carolina, his new rookie card, his name Jackson, first off. You can spell Antetokounmpo and Ulele and all these, but Jackson, they spelled it J-A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A-C-K-O-S-N.
Jack Austin.
On the Austin. Front and back, too.
Yep.
It's like, who fucks that up? And who's not doing... Back in the day, you had a person to go through and do the follow-through, the follow-up, the checkups, make sure everything's good. Count the boxes on the pallet.
Exactly. I was looking one up just then. It's what I saw on a local news channel website earlier. I've gotten now to where when they put words out of order in their headlines, it really gets under my skin, man.
Yeah, I know.
This one says, now listen to me. Proposed upstate city's budget includes funding for animal control officer. That sounds like they're building a new town. Proposed upstate city's budget. No, upstate city's proposed budget, you dumb son of a bitch. Upstate city's proposed budget makes sense. Proposed city sounds like you're starting a new town. Backwards. The words are out of order.
I grew up about all the time, but that's one of those things where you're like, oh, they did that for clickbait, make us think there's a new town, but no, they're just dumb.
That's just an oversight. That's just like, you do this for a living, but you're not educated in how to do this.
Well, the news is copy and pasting, so it means whoever originally
they had to write that because it's a local story.
Yeah.
That wasn't a copy and paste job, and it wasn't a soundbite from a press conference. So they had to write it. They screwed it up.
Yeah, that's when you find out who their sister stations are. That's where they say, "I want equality. I want brother stations."
No, none of those. Only sister stations.
Yeah. Well, one day.
But yeah, I've been slipping a lot, man. Like, just like, I don't know. I think it's just that time where, like, I need a break where I'm not sick. Because every time I have a break, I'm sick. So I need a break where I'm not sick, just to kind of unwind a little bit, because I'm too wound up and I'm slipping now.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Like I told you, we put all this, thought into, computer assistance, AI, even, you know, all this stuff. But even that, like, I use GPS to go. I don't, like, you know, run around town, all this stuff, you know, but I keep my GPS on mainly because of road work.
Yes.
And it'd tell you humpteen different ways to go. But mine has been, the other day, my GPS told me it showed on the map, take a right. But she says, at the red light, make a left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and then she's also calling, like a road that's a lane. She calls it a lane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we are being programmed to be stupid, because who's going to argue with a computer? Oh, yeah. It's called a lane now. You've been saying it wrong all these years. It's like Sata.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird, man. I don't like to rely on GPS too much. I like to still, you know, find out, you know, learn the way there, the old fashioned way. I use GPS when it's convenient, going somewhere I've never been before. Mm-hmm. When I do ride share stuff, obviously I use it. I've been there plenty. That's why I don't go anymore.
I had set you up to go ahead and
run that. I don't know if people figure out.
You are slipping. You can't even get it out.
How to orient themselves or know what direction they're facing at any given time.
You mean like...
And I think that's valuable in the world, or it will be when that EMP happens.
Don't say that. It's not going to be until 2029. But
That's like
right now, I could... I'm sitting in my office looking out the window. I can tell like which way I'm facing as far as like on a compass. I'm facing east.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm really using that is because I know where 85 is and the parallels of that.
I'm about due south right now.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at my paintings of Ned Flanders and Angus Scrim.
You know, you're I see the background there. It's you know, like I'll say this. I hope you enjoy it. You look like it's like some of those. God, what's the best way to describe it? I'm trying to think of what they actually called them. The stonkers, I guess. That, yeah. Like, made a shit ton of money and just started buying like all the stuff they ever wanted. Uh-huh. It's great though, but it's not like, you know, you're not running out buying like Basquiat's and like you're buying like Ned Flanders and Michael Myers things. And
I know some guys who sell paintings at places where I would be drunk and I would buy paintings a lot. I love them all though. I'd buy more of them.
Pull back on that one.
No, I would. I'd buy them all again. I just happened to have been drunk when I bought them.
Yeah. Yeah. I still look in the background. I still don't see the one I painted for you, but yeah.
It's in the den.
Lines, Dan.
You see that bright white light behind me? That's the direction of the den.
Oh, is it? You have it under a spotlight.
That's not cool. Heaven. That's my den.
Okay. Yeah. Like with GPS though, you know, you mentioned the EMP. Mm-hmm. Electromagnetic pulse.
There you go.
That would fry the grid, which means like obviously a lot, but GPS, for instance, I think there's people running around these streets, your streets, our streets, everybody's streets, mm-hmm. that if that goes away, they won't know where the hell they're going.
No, they won't have a clue, man.
I think they're so used to that. I think they would forget how to turn a light switch off because Alexa does it for them or whoever. Smart speaker.
Think about like people in big cities, like somebody who's been living in New York for 2 or 3 years, any big city, they take a train to work every day. If they walked out of their house and had to get there, they'd have no idea where to go, how to start, which way to go to get to work. Because they take a train there. They know how to get to the train, but they might have no concept of how to get to their job.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of the people up there don't know. Like if they walked out of their house, they wouldn't know if they should go straight, left, or right to get to work. They know which way the train station is. They don't know which way the job is.
And part of that is that the powers that be, whoever, they want you to not leave your district, essentially.
Like, and that's becoming very obvious now.
Yeah, very much
so. Very obvious. Though I was yesterday, I saw something that I'd never seen before. I was in the city of Spartanburg, South Carolina. My ride sharing took me over there. And I drove past a Burger King, and this Burger King had 8 charging stations for electric vehicles in the parking lot. I'd never seen, like, I mean, hell, I've never seen that at a fast food joint like that. But there were a couple of
electric cars,
a couple of electric cars in there just parked and charging.
You know what? Somebody needs to figure out some converter switch that you can plug in to those that you can just charge your cell phone on. That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Got some dickheads trying to charge his Tesla. It's like, hold on, dude. I'm trying to get my iPhone booted up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm about to run out of charge. It's like, tough titty. Go buy you a gas. Go buy some gas. You know,
there's a gas station on the corner.
I'm so over that whole. That's another divisional thing of, I clean energy and all this stuff. You research your clean energy. Ain't none of it clean.
Ain't none of it a bit clean, man.
Even steam. I mean,
if you want clean energy, turn them lights off and sit in the dark.
Yeah.
But hell, even the sun ain't clean energy.
No, because
not at all.
There, you know, that's that thing where, don't go outside, melanoma, but mm-hmm. we need it. Oh, yeah.
You got to get the right amount for your vitamin D.
Melanoma. Meanwhile, we're over here in the cave watching the puppet show.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's. It is interesting. Yeah, everything's divisive, though. I mean, it's just how everything's engineered right now.
I mean, has it always been? Obviously not, but there's always
the internet.
Well, it brings a lot of it to light, but it also kind of sheds the light on stuff you, like, maybe as a man didn't realize, you know, like the thing about women, not being, you know, shunned for smoking publicly until they had the big, I forget what it was. It ended up being a Chesterfield's cigarette promotion, but they had, I think it was the Thanksgiving Day parade, and they had these beautiful women march in the parade, and right in this certain part of the parade, they all pulled out cigarettes and started smoking. Yeah. And they were called like the Women of Rebellion or something. But they were all paid to do it. But it literally, because there was no internet, it was such a impressionable society then that women suddenly started saying, holy crap, we can smoke too? They made it cool. People were cheering for it. And suddenly Chesterfield's cashing in on it. They got men and women buying cigarettes now, Nye.
Yeah, yeah.
Led astray, man.
Well, it was like that 50 years ago when everybody ran out to see The Exorcist in theaters because they heard that people were watching it and then going out into traffic getting hit by cars on purpose. And then that made them want to go see the movie for some reason.
You won't get me.
That story went around every town in America, just like the girl with the dog and the peanut butter in high school went around every town in America before the internet did, man.
Every
city in America, somebody went to see The Exorcist and walked out of the theater and just walked out into traffic and got hit by a car because they were so shocked by what they witnessed in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid, and I'm talking about, in the late 80s and early 90s, the old people in the family they would talk about how ugly it is when a woman smokes. And I'm like, all y'all smoke 4 packs a day.
Well, they would even think they would attack the vanity of women by saying, you're going to get them wrinkles. You're going to get them wrinkles around your lips.
The old men would be so judgmental of a woman who smoked. Meanwhile, half their mustache is yellow from the tar.
God bless. Yeah. Yeah,
you're going to judge somebody. You smell like that and look like that, and you're trying to judge somebody else.
Oh, man. I don't remember who it was. Some dude we went to church with. He had a whole beard, but it was white, but the mustache portion of it or whatever was red and he quit smoking and somebody, I don't know if they said it to him, but it was always the thing of, we didn't know that you wasn't redheaded until you quit smoking cigarettes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny. Crazy. Yeah it's the reliance on that. It's going to make you slip with the convenience of, you don't have to take, the way that people talk so openly in business now about using ChatGPT to write, like, are we all in on it now? Like, we're all like, all right, none of that I sent to you in that nice email was real. I mean, they're all like, they run ads for it during wrestling the other night. Like, hey, this helps me so much in my workday. I don't even have to respond to my customers. AI, like, are the customers not watching those same commercials? Say, who's working anymore?
Well, what they say. Considering that business emails are just insincere people lying back and forth to each other, I don't think it really makes a damn.
Like all press
releases. I've never used it for anything except playing around to ask it stupid questions.
I tried to get it to write a parody song for me, and turns out, believe it or not, I wrote a better one myself.
Well, we did a thing one time on the show at work. We were talking about it, and I would tell it to write jokes about certain subjects in the style of certain comedians, and it was surprisingly good at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I've used it playfully, but I've never used it for anything else.
Well, there was that time you got that fake driver's license.
Well, that was playfully.
Well, it's a CDL though, Jim. That's nothing to play with.
Still playfully.
Nah, he didn't do that.
Then I found out you don't even need one of those to drive a school bus.
If the kids were blind, they wouldn't know.
No, I don't have any idea.
Yeah.
They weren't carding me.
You could talk crap to them. They couldn't hear you. It was. Yeah, it had its
they're blind. Right. They couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah. There used to be a third wing, but they had to get rid of it.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And that's probably best.
Yeah. But yeah, this is. I look at something. Another subject to look at is cooking. I see people sometimes on always Facebook, they'll ask about a recipe for this or how to cook this or how to cook that. Like
Well,
it's not even that. It's like you cook stuff. If you cook stuff, you generally have guidelines in your mind, in your knowledge base for how to cook certain things.
Yeah.
You don't need to look up the recipe all the time because you know how to do this, but you look it up anyway because it's taking our confidence away. Like we look up things we already know or could figure out, but we don't bother to figure out something as simple as how to bake chicken when we know how to bake chicken. We'd rather, because we can look it up and make sure. It's taking our confidence away for certain.
I think you definitely attribute social media to that. Because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there's I think anybody listening, I don't care if you're rich as hell or the hottest thing since sliced bread, you just see stuff on there that normally day-to-day life wouldn't give it a fleeting thought, but you see some things on there and you're like, especially this is where it gets me, and I'm free to admit this. If it's the weekend and I ain't got nothing going on and I see my friends, sounds so lame, but I'm just honest. I see my friends let's just say my friends or really just anybody out having a good time with their family, frolicking around, you know, mm-hmm. doing all this stuff. Like I'm sitting there saying, you son of a bitch, you got plans. I have no plans. I'm not having a bad time not having plans, right? Yeah. But I see other people that had plans, and I'm like, I didn't have any plans. I mean, I maybe would have turned them down, but still, there was no offerings.
I love not having plans.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where, again, women and their vanity, and it's the way it is. Guys, we certainly don't help. We add to it, but the first time magazines and all this stuff came out, like that just messed with women's psychology. The whole thing, I can remember my grandmother saying, she'd mm-hmm. get a phone call. Wait 30 minutes. I don't have my face on yet. I remember being horrified.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wondering what that meant.
I got to put my face on.
I'm here, nanny. Why are you not dressed up for me?
Well, you talk about the magazines and women's vanity. Dude, men have caught the hell up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Men are vain and insecure like our daddies, and their daddies never would have imagined would happen or would be possible.
Dude,
everybody right. is. Yeah. Like, everybody's just vain and insecure as hell, it seems like. And,
but that lack of that, like, our dads had, that was not good either, though.
Anytime that taking care of yourself becomes vanity, you've crossed the line, right? Because vanity, by definition, is bad.
I think it depends on how vain you're going with it. Like you have to be happy with yourself. This is a quote or whoever, I don't know who said it, but you got to be happy with yourself, or you got to love yourself before you think anybody else is going to love you. And there's a whole lot of truth to that.
It is, but I think that comes. If you seek out self-love through outside appearance, you're still looking outside rather than inside, right? Man, I'm philosophical right now, but this is the stuff I've never thought about before.
Yeah, but do you have any clothes that are just stupid as shit, but you love wearing them? The answer is yes. I know you do.
You've seen my t-shirts.
You've worn them backwards sometimes too.
Yeah.
That right there, to me, that is a sign of you've kind of broke through that little ceiling in a way of speaking that, you're like, I like this. I don't care if anyone else does not like it. I like it. I won't even probably see myself unless I wash my hands when I go to the bathroom. I'm kidding. But you know, like, I'm not going to outwardly see this, but it makes me feel good to wear it. F everyone else. I kind of have that mentality. I mean, when have I not, you're saying, but whatever.
Yeah. I wear what I like on that particular day. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
I got a thought. I'm trying to circle back to. I got it now. I got a hold of it again. Growing up that everybody was afraid of being basically afraid of being judged by nobody. Like, yep. What would people think? People, the internet made those people real. What used to be the imaginary people judging you in your head, they weren't really there. And then the internet brought them right into your pocket. Now you take them everywhere you go all the time.
And they're still not there.
They're still not really there. And they still don't matter, because what do you care about some bot based in one of the Koreas or
China,
or just some dude in Tacoma, Washington? What do you care about any of them or what they think? But it made it more tangible. The invisible people judging us for everything we do, it made it more of a tangible threat.
Well, WorldStar made me not want to wild out much anymore.
Wild now made me not want to wild out anymore.
Nick Cannon made me want to start wearing a condom again.
I wouldn't go that far.
He does have a lot of kids. He really does.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
I got golf again.
I know you're purple on the screen right now.
Give me a sec. I'm going to mute it.
All right. Mute it. This is when I'll talk about him. Well, he's
still here. I'm back.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I didn't. I just need to cough once. I'm good now.
Yeah, but it's it you know, the thing about the convenience. I don't know what it breaks down to or what it meant in Latin or anything, but it's easier, but it makes everything else harder. And by that I mean, if you get used to it and then it breaks down or goes away altogether, you are screwed. I knew a guy that had well, he may still have, I haven't talked to him in years, had a business. He sold one thing. He had one supplier. What happened when his supplier went out of business?
Yep.
He was up the creek, and
he wasn't a weed dealer no more, was he?
I don't. I'm looking for something to ring in this room, and there's nothing to ring. But yeah, that was who I was referring to.
Oh, I was making a joke. I thought it was somebody else.
Oh yeah,
I thought you had a real thing, and I was making a joke.
No,
that's even better now.
I was talking about that other dude. You remember that dude?
Yeah, I remember that dude. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Found out he was just a middleman.
Yeah, yeah, man. That'll happen though. But it's an interesting subject.
It kind of,
when they finally stop printing books altogether, and then there just won't be any books in the future. There will be no books left.
That's literally, again, old man talk here, but that's literally when the narrative of everything can change. And I'm not going to say that it's really fully happened before. I mean, there's been the burning of Alexandria and books, burnings of books. Hell, when I was a kid, I remember book burning. I remember album burnings. I was at one. The preacher was like, "Look at the flames. That's the devil's flames because it's blue." And I remember going home and burning a record. And vinyl turns blue when you burn it. The flames are blue because of the vinyl.
It's related to the temperature of the burning substance.
But when the internet goes down, if and when, or they everything goes to paperless because we want to save the environment, then they really want to save money on paper. Let's be honest. That's when history changes yet again. And if you say, "Wait a minute, I remember it this way," off to the sanitarium you go.
Yeah.
I really believe that's what happened.
Well, that they was have the to bring the sanitariums back. They've been replaced by for-profit prisons.
Guess what? There'll be Walmarts now. Really? It wasn't going to be the immigrant prison that they forecasted years ago. It's in fact going to be sanitariums.
Well, that's a true thing. It had to be getting rid of the sanitariums if we put people in a sanitarium, we have to say they're sick. If we put them in prison, we just say they did something wrong. Then they're a criminal. We don't have to take care of them to the same extent as if we said they were sick.
Put them in solitary confinement so they can't talk to anybody.
And we can make money off of them because it's a for-profit prison.
Oh,
yep.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It's
putting them in a mental hospital costs money. Putting them in a prison, you can make money.
Can you imagine you're around in like the 1850s, 60s, 70s, and you're like, these people are coming here saying that these Native Americans didn't build all these buildings and stuff. They all lived in teepees. But God, I remember. I was in that big old house up there, and it was a chief that lived there. And dude, that's the way it really was. Not all of them, but drive the people out, drive them out, change the whole narrative, the history. All of a sudden, that bridge that so-and-so built, well, this land baron over here, he cleared the brush out of the way, so we're going to name that bridge after him now.
Of course we are.
It's maddening, man.
But we'll name
part of me is jealous that I didn't live in those times when I could go steal shit.
Well, we'll name the roads and the bridges and the buildings and the monuments after the land baron, but we'll keep naming the towns and the creeks the native names because those are cute to us.
God bless, man. Uh-huh. What's up, Walking Mile Pottery?
Yeah, how you doing? This has been fun, Matt, man.
Oh, is it time to go? Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
I thought you were twisting your hand like an Arsenio thing, but you're wrapping it up.
I was not.
Hey, guess what? I'm Matt, man.
I'm Nine.
This has been After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
Thank you.
I got all.
Just anybody out having a good time with their family, frolicking around, you know, doing all this stuff. Like, I'm sitting there saying, "You son of a bitch, you got plans." I have no plans. I'm not having a bad time not having plans, right?
Yeah.
But I see other people that had plans, and I'm like, I didn't have any plans. I mean, I maybe would have turned him down, but still, there was no offerings.
I love not having plans.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where, again, women and their vanity, and it's the way it is. Guys, we certainly don't help. We add to it. But, the, you know, the first time magazines and all this stuff came out, like, that just messed with women's psychology. The whole thing, you know, I can remember my grandmother saying, she'd get a phone call. Yeah, wait 30 minutes. I don't have my face on yet. I remember being horrified.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wondering what that meant.
I got to put my face on.
I'm here, nanny. Why are you not dressed up for me?
Well, you talk about the magazines and women's vanity. Dude, men have caught the hell up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Men are vain and insecure like our daddies, and their daddies never would have imagined what happened or would be possible.
Dude,
everybody
right,
is.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's just vain and insecure as hell, it seems like. And,
but that lack of that, like, our dads had, that was not good either, though.
Anytime that taking care of yourself becomes vanity, you've crossed the line, right? Because vanity, by definition, is bad.
I think it depends on how vain you're going with it. Like, you have to be happy with yourself. This is a quote or whoever, I don't know who said it, but you got to be happy with yourself, or you got to love yourself before you think anybody else is going to love you. And there's a whole lot of truth to that.
It is, but I think that comes if you seek out self-love through outside appearance, you're still looking outside rather than inside, right? Man, I'm philosophical right now, but this is the stuff I've never thought about before.
Yeah, but do you have any clothes that are just stupid as shit, but you love wearing them? The answer is yes. I know you do. Because
I've seen my t-shirts.
You've worn them backwards sometimes too.
Yeah.
That right there, to me, that is a sign of you've kind of broke through that little ceiling in a way of speaking, that you're like, I like this. I don't care if anyone else does not like it. I like it. I won't even probably see myself unless I wash my hands when I go to the bathroom. I'm kidding. But, but you know, like, I'm not going to outwardly see this, but it makes me feel good to wear it. F everyone else. I kind of have that mentality. I mean, when have I not, you're saying, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I wear what I like on that particular day. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
I got a thought I'm trying to circle back to. I got it now. I got a hold of it again. It, you know how growing up that everybody was afraid of being, basically afraid of being judged by nobody. Like, what would people think? The internet made those people real. It used to be the imaginary people judging you in your head. They weren't really there. And then the internet brought them right into your pocket. Now you take them everywhere you go all the time.
And they're still not there.
They're still not really there. And they still don't matter, because what do you care about some bot based in one of the Koreas or
China,
or just some dude in Tacoma, Washington? What do you care about any of them or what they think? But it made it more tangible. The invisible people judging us for everything we do, it made it more of a tangible threat.
Well, WorldStar made me not want to wild out much anymore.
Wild now made me not want to wild out anymore.
Nick Cannon made me want to start wearing a condom again.
I wouldn't go that far.
He does have a lot of kids. He really does.
Yeah, he does.
Hey,
I got golf.
I know you're purple on the screen right now.
Give me a sec. I'm a mute.
All right, mute it. This is when I'll talk about him. Well, he's
I'm back.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, I didn't. I just need to cough once. I'm good now.
Yeah, but it's you know, the thing about the convenience, I don't know what it breaks down to or what it meant in Latin or anything, but it's easier, but it makes everything else harder. And by that, I mean, if you get used to it and then it breaks down or goes away altogether, you are screwed. I knew a guy that had, he may still have, I haven't talked to him in years, had a business. He sold one thing. He had one supplier. What happened when his supplier went out of business?
Yep.
He was up the creek and
he wasn't a weed dealer no more, was he?
I don't. I'm looking for something to ring in this room, and there's nothing to ring. But yeah, that was who I was referring to.
Oh, I was making a joke. I thought it was somebody else.
Oh yeah,
I thought you had a real thing, and I was making a joke.
No,
it's even better now.
I was talking about that other dude. You remember that dude?
Yeah, I remember that dude. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Found out he was just a middleman.
Yeah, yeah, man. That'll happen though. But it's an interesting subject.
It kind of
when they finally stop printing books altogether, and then there just won't be any books in the future. There will be no books left.
That's literally, again, old man talk here, but that's literally when the narrative of everything can change. And I'm not going to say that it's really fully happened before. I mean, there's been the burning of Alexandria and books, burnings of books. Hell, when I was a kid, I remember book burning. I remember album burnings. I was at one. The preacher was like, look at the flames. That's the devil's flames because it's blue. And I remember going home and burning a record. And vinyl turns blue when you burn it. The flames are blue because of the vinyl.
It's related to the temperature of the burning substance.
But when the internet goes down, if and when, or they everything goes to paperless because we want to save the environment, then they really want to save money on paper, let's be honest. That's when history changes yet again. And if you say, wait a minute, I remember it this way. Off to the sanitarium you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I really believe that's what happened.
Well, that they was have the to reason bring why the sanitariums back. They've been replaced by for-profit prisons.
Guess what? There'll be Walmarts now. Really? It wasn't going to be the immigrant prison that they forecasted years ago. It's in fact going to be sanitariums.
Well, that's a true thing. It had to be getting rid of the sanitariums if we put people in a sanitarium, we have to say they're sick. If we put them in prison, we just say they did something wrong. Then they're a criminal. We don't have to take care of them to the same extent as if we said they were sick.
Put them in solitary confinement so they can't talk to anybody.
And we can make money off of them because it's a for-profit prison.
Oh,
yep.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
putting them in a mental hospital costs money. Putting them in a prison, you can make money.
Can you imagine you're around in like the 1850s, 60s, 70s, and you're like, these people are coming here saying that these Native Americans didn't build all these buildings and stuff. They all lived in teepees. But God, I remember. I was in that big old house up there, and it was a chief that lived there. And dude, that's the way it really was. Not all of them, but drive the people out, drive them out, change the whole narrative, the history. All of a sudden, that bridge that so-and-so built, well, this land baron over here, he cleared the brush out of the way, so we're going to name that bridge after him now.
Of course we are.
It's maddening, man.
But we'll name
part of me is jealous that I didn't live in those times when I could go steal shit.
Well, we'll name the roads and the bridges and the buildings and the monuments after the land baron, but we'll keep naming the towns and the creeks the native names because those are cute to us.
Ah, God bless, man. What's up, Walking Mile Pottery?
Yeah, how you doing? This has been fun, Matt, man.
Oh, is it time to go? Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
I thought you were twisting your hand like an Arsenio thing. You're wrapping it up.
I was not.
Hey, guess what? I'm Matt, man.
I'm Nine.
This has been After Hours
with the Rise Guys.
Thank you.
I got all.